My name is Kyle Grace, and I am reading this for the Paul Engel Writing Contest. I am reading Whistling in the Woods. I can't believe I was only 7 years old when I met my best friend that lived down the street. My sister made friends with his sister, and I became friends with him. We would go out to the forest behind our houses and just walk down a narrow tunnel-like path that made us go right into the woods. Sometimes it would feel like you're running hurdles even in track, because when we're out there late at night and you hear noises, you're off for the races. Sprinting back towards the house is like Usain Bolt jumping over tree branches like they're hurdles, and all you can hear is the stale crunch of branches flying behind you as you sprint back to the houses. Every day we go back into the woods, you get a warm smell of wood after it just got cut, the smell of fresh flowers, and the damp leaves. All in all, it's just a warm, damp, earthy smell you just can't explain, which just makes your whole body relax. It makes you take deep breaths. It just turns into a wonderland where you can't think of anything else but just the overwhelming joy that comes to you. As we were walking through the refreshing smelling woods, we saw a huge tree that literally looked like a huge human with big old legs and huge arms. We couldn't do anything but stop, look at it, and make something out of it. Eventually, we decided to make it into a treehouse. Every morning, we would go out in the summer and spend 30 minutes trying to find the exact same tree to start building our treehouse. At the age of 10, your parents didn't really trust you, so all they would give you is a really dull saw or axe, and we had to go out and cut trees and branches. And as you would cut through the trees, you could see the sawdust flying out like sand running through your fingers. You could hear the sound kind of like a teeter-totter as the wood went back and forth, slowly cutting piece by piece of the wood. Eventually, after Jackson and I scavenged the forest for 3 hours looking for the perfect wood to use for our treehouse, we started the building. We spent countless hours sitting there knitting the wood together, leave, stick, leave, stick, leave, stick. It felt like a never-ending thing until eventually a big old box popped up. We could not do anything but just stand there with a blank stare and look at it in amusement. We could not believe we actually did it. We made a treehouse. Every day after that, the satisfaction of walking there, looking at it, and just sitting in it was unbelievable. There are no words to describe how accomplished we felt. After all that time we spent building it, we can call it our treehouse.